Hey there, awesome remote workers. Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of work from home life. Ever feel like you're surrounded by walls, even though you've got the whole house to yourself? It's that isolating feeling that can creep in when the office chat fizzles out and your daily interactions are limited to Zoom calls with colleagues who mostly seem focused on their cats. You know that feeling when you miss those spontaneous hallway conversations or grabbing coffee with a coworker? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? We're not just sitting ducks here. This episode is all about building that sense of community we crave, even when our desks are miles apart. First things first, remember that connection isn't magic, it's an active choice. We have to put in the effort, but trust me, it's worth it. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can supercharge your remote work community. 1. Go beyond text. Embrace voice and video. Sure, Slack is handy for quick updates, but let's be real, sometimes a voice message or even better, a video call just hits different. Hearing someone's tone, seeing their smile, it instantly makes things more personal and relatable. Think of it like upgrading your remote communication from email to good old-fashioned phone calls with your friends. 2. Find your tribe. Join online communities. There's a whole world of online communities out there dedicated to everything under the sun, including remote work. Find groups that align with your interests, whether it's productivity hacks, creative brainstorming sessions, or just commiserating about the struggles of staying motivated in sweatpants. It's like having a virtual water cooler where you can connect with like-minded folks who understand your daily grind. 3. Schedule virtual coffee breaks. Make time for real talk. Remember those spontaneous chats at the office? Recreate that magic by scheduling regular, virtual coffee breaks with colleagues. You don't have to talk shop, catch up on personal stuff, share funny memes, or even just enjoy some friendly banter. It's all about building those genuine connections that make work feel less like, well, work. 4. Turn work projects into collaborative adventures. Remote work doesn't have to be a solitary experience. Inject some fun and camaraderie into your projects by turning them into collaborative adventures. Play music in the background, have virtual brainstorming sessions with whiteboards and sticky notes galore, or even create team challenges to keep things interesting. Remember, working together should feel like a team effort, not a series of emails. 5. Celebrate wins, big and small. Let's be real, remote work can sometimes feel like you're running your own one-person show. So, take the time to celebrate those victories, both big and small. Share your successes with colleagues, have virtual high fives, or even organize online celebrations. Recognizing achievements, even the seemingly minor ones, keeps spirits high and fosters a sense of shared accomplishment. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of deadlines while trying to juggle home life? I know that feeling. Just last week, I was on a Zoom call for a major project. My cat decided it was the perfect time to launch his new hairball symphony, and my laundry pile seemed to multiply before my very eyes. Talk about multitasking gone wrong. But then, I remembered something my friend Sarah always says. Remember to laugh at the chaos. So, I took a deep breath, chuckled at the furry distraction, and continued rocking that meeting. And that's what it's all about, folks. Building a sense of community in the remote work world isn't about eliminating the challenges. It's about finding ways to navigate them together, with a healthy dose of humor and genuine connection. So, remember those key takeaways. Go beyond text, find your tribe, schedule virtual coffee breaks, turn projects into adventures, and celebrate those wins. This episode's all about empowering you to build that thriving remote work community, because remember, we're in this together. Now, go out there and connect, collaborate, and make those walls feel like bridges. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share your own remote work community stories with us on social media. See you in the next episode, where we'll tackle another awesome aspect of remote work life. Keep rocking it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.